welcome to the Bulldog Broadside, in which the written and spoken word matter. I'm Ms. Carino, and we're continuing our community chat series with Jolie, a fifth grader, chatting with Mrs. Arsenovic, one of the newest members of our school board. Let's have a listen.
Hi, my name is Jolie, and I'm interviewing Mrs. Arsenovic. My first question is, what is it like being a school board member?
Oh, it's very interesting, Jolie. And first, I want to begin by thanking you for inviting me to join you this morning. It's a real pleasure to be here. But to get back to your question, it has been a learning experience. But I've enjoyed my work and the people that I work with. I'm very fortunate to have wonderful friends on the board, friends and colleagues on the board. And, you know, we have the same focus, you know, doing what's right for the students in our county.
That's really cool. My next question is, what made you want to become a school board member?
That's a really good question. What made me become a school board member is my desire to improve the educational outcomes for our students in the county. I really care deeply about our community and our students' educational outcomes, and I want to make Gloucester County Public Schools the best district in the state. And I love community service, and I felt that with my background as a teacher, perhaps I could be of assistance there. So I'm just here to serve.
I think that's a really good reason. My third question is, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live?
Wow. You know, I really do love living here in Gloucester County. And there are so many beautiful places in the world, there really are, but I guess I would answer where my family is. And my family's here right now, so.
Yeah, that's what I'd probably answer. Mm-hmm. My fourth question is, do you have any pets?
I don't at the moment. Well, I guess unless you consider chickens pets. I have two chickens and four little chicks. Actually, it's a long story behind that one. But I did have a lovely dog, but he died past January. So it's hard. I'm heartsick about that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My fifth question is, do you miss being a teacher?
I do. And I enjoyed substitute teaching. In fact, I substituted here at Botetourt and loved it. Unfortunately, I can't do that as my current role as a school board member, but I could do it elsewhere, like in other counties. But I really did and will continue doing it after my board service. I love working with students. I really do. And seeing the kind of light click on and just hearing their conversations and seeing them progress is really gratifying.
I think that was a good reason. Six, when you were a teacher, what subject did you teach?
I started as a special ed instructor, so it was all subjects pretty much, you know, assisting my students with special needs. And then I realized that a lot of my students had issues with reading, and I didn't feel very well equipped to help them, so I went and pursued that. Getting more training and became a reading specialist, and so that's where I spent the rest of my career, was in that position as a reading specialist. And I just think that, you know, helping students crack the code and just opens up a whole new world, and so was very rewarding for me, and you know, I enjoyed seeing my students' progress.
I think that's really cool. Eight, have you ever lived anywhere else besides Virginia?
Yes, I have. I'm not originally from here. I guess I'm what you would call a come here. I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, and was there and attended university in Missouri, in Columbia. We lived in Pittsburgh, my husband and I, for a bit after we got married. So we were in Pittsburgh for 3 or 4 years, and then we moved here. So I've actually lived in Virginia longer than I've lived anywhere else. So that's why I consider Virginia home now.
That's like kind of maybe like me, because my dad's in the Army, so mm-hmm. I've been to several different states.
Right. And that's, you know, given you lots of experiences, and you've met many people, I'm sure, and enriched mm-hmm. your life because of it.
Nine, if you weren't a school board member or a teacher, what would you be?
Well, I'm a grandmother. I'd probably be taking care of my grandkids a lot more. I mean, I would have more time available to do that. I'd be busy. I love being outdoors, so I'd be outdoors, keeping myself busy.
10, when you were a kid, did you ever think you were going to become a school board member?
No, I didn't see myself as a teacher either, be honest with you, as it, when I was growing up. So no, I did not see myself doing that. So I surprised myself sometimes. As you know, life, you know, presents choices, and you know, you make the best choice, and I've been really fortunate.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Arsenovic, for being here today and answering some of my questions.
Oh, Jolie, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks to Jolie and Mrs. Arsenovic for letting us be part of their chat. We also want to thank the GCPS Educational Foundation and the VEA for their continued support for this podcast. Lastly, thank you for taking the time to listen to The Bulldog Broadside, in which the written and spoken word matter. This is Ms. Grino, and until next time, go Bulldogs!